On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Ken Olina is here, and we're talking about joint custody. When parents divorce, what does joint custody mean?
Joint custody has become the new normal in divorces in Western New York. The theory being that it takes more than one person to raise a child or children, and with commonly both parents working now, it takes two parents to run a household and to care for the kids and make sure the kids get where the kids have to be, to get the schoolwork done. It's a joint effort. And joint custody is a recognition that both parents have been involved and want to stay involved and be part of their children's lives in a meaningful way.
We have gay marriage, straight marriage, never married. Do you get joint custody in all of these situations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. More and more parties come to court with the expectation that custody is going to be joint. Lawyers generally come under the presumption that custody is going to be joint and that they're going to work together to raise the kids and care for the kids and hopefully have a relationship that allows them to work together cooperatively for the benefit of the children.
Given the world in which we live, how much voice do the kids have in this?
The kids' wishes are considered. They get more or less weight depending on their age, their level of maturity. We all know 12-year-olds who are striking in their maturity, and we know teenagers who probably shouldn't be responsible for walking the dog. The children generally have a lawyer appointed for them called the attorney for the child or the attorney for the children, who talks to the children, evaluates their issues, their desires, their maturity, and advocates for what the children want.
You could have situations where the children don't want either one of them.
That's certainly true, and probably more likely with a 16-year-old who would just as soon have a chauffeur and a cook as opposed to a parent. But unless the parents are unfit, they're going to be involved. You know, the children are going to be with their parents.
Unfit is an interesting word because marriages break up over things like drugs, alcohol, adultery. How much does this affect custody?
Well, certainly drugs and alcohol are more relevant to what a child needs than adultery. Adultery is a grown-up pursuit, at least presumably a grown-up pursuit, and doesn't affect the children or shouldn't affect the children because the children shouldn't even know about it. But certainly drugs and alcohol can raise very serious issues of fitness.
Can a judge decide that that one parent will simply have no custody because of drugs or alcohol?
A court can certainly do that. The court's role is to protect the children and to ensure that the children's best interests are secured. However, there is a presumption in the law and in the courts and in the lawyers and the judges and everyone else that children are entitled to two parents. And services are readily available and made available to help the parents that have drug or alcohol issues in terms of testing, in terms of evaluation, in terms of treatment, to ensure or to do what can be done to make sure that that parent can be a parent to their children, notwithstanding their personal problems.
Joint custody sounds wonderful, but every one of us has heard stories about how every time dad shows up or mom shows up for a visit, the kids aren't there. And the parent just won't cooperate.
Those situations occur more often than they should. But it really has, unfortunately, not much to do with the children. It has to do with the parents' other issues, either unreasonable levels of anger, unresolved emotional issues from the breakup of the marriage. And the kids are an available tool to beat on the other parent. And it doesn't make any difference, frankly, whether it's mom or dad doing it. Both parents do it. You know, dad is routinely in half an hour late. Dad routinely doesn't show up. You know, the dad shows up on time and mom is always late, isn't there with the kids if dad's picking up from mom. If mom comes to pick up the kids and dad's not there, or dad, you know, encourages the kids, you know, not to go, or makes it emotionally hard for them to separate from him and go to their mother. You know, kids can sadly be a weapon to beat on the other spouse, and it's tragic.
Thank you, Ken Olina.
My pleasure.